We get things underway, though, this afternoon by talking college football FCS playoffs. Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports joining us. Hello there, Brian.
Hey, Rich. How are you, sir?
Just fantastic, thanks. How's your day? How's your week going?
Doing well. Still really warm down here in Florida, while everybody else in the country seems to be frozen or getting snowed on or whatever. It's like 78 here.
Well, that's nice. We'll take a little of that. Just from talking to you, I feel warmer, so I appreciate that.
Oh, Rich.
Let's talk, my gosh, quarterfinals. This season has just flown by. Here we are down to the final eight. I know my thought. I want to see what you think. Most surprising team in the quarterfinal field.
Oh, Austin Peay.
Yeah.
Austin Peay. Yeah, and I just finished doing a radio show in Clarksville. I think I said this on your show last week. You know, Clarksville is a small town in Tennessee, and it's almost more like you would feel at with a diehard high school following. Like the whole town shuts down, and there's banners everywhere. Every marquee is talking about the game. Who would have thunk it? Not me, I can tell you that. And I was at Ohio Valley Conference Media Days. Nobody was talking about Austin Peay in July. Nobody. And I got to meet Coach Hudson for the first time. And, you know, he's an accomplished head coach. Obviously, having been at Louisiana Lafayette, he's won bowl games. He won a national title at North Alabama back in 2002, not FCS. So it's like everything's come together for them. They're kind of the darling of the season, I would say, so far.
Speaking of coaches, what a big hire this week for Cal Poly.
I know. Yeah. To give a little background there, you know, Cal Poly got Bo Baldwin, who I know you know the name of, and Bo was the offensive coordinator at Cal Berkeley the last couple of years after leaving Eastern Washington, and he was really the one who got Eastern Washington rolling. He won a national championship the year before North Dakota State started their run. He's the guy that brought in Cooper Kupp and Samson Abukam, who are playing for the L.A. Rams as draft picks these days. And it's a big hire. I'm sort of stunned by it. And, you know, Cal Poly's always run kind of that tricky option, you know, smart kid football, you know what I mean? You know, he likes the high-flying attack. So it'll be interesting to see what he does there.
All right, let's talk about the quarterfinal games this week and start with the defending national champions, the number one seed, North Dakota State, taking on a team that's been playing great football all season long, but especially here in the playoffs, the Redbirds of Illinois State.
Yeah, the one-dimensional team that still keeps on winning versus the juggernaut is really the way to put this one. Illinois State really can't throw the ball. Their quarterback situation, you know, with injuries, they've had to play very conservatively, but they also just happen to have, as I feel like we've said every week, a potential game three draft pick in James Robinson, and it's kind of like the old saying, you know, this is what we're going to do, but you still have to stop it, and nobody's been able to stop it yet through the first two rounds. Central Arkansas couldn't stop James. SEMO couldn't stop James. The problem is North Dakota State can stop James. And that you know, that's the big, you know, tide turner there. The last time they met, Illinois State actually had a balanced offense, and it was a blowout. So I think this is the end of the road for the Redbirds, but man, what a great job of scheming they did based on what they had. Good defense, good running game. And they definitely maxed out, you know, what they could do, I think.
Well, I love this matchup. Speaking of the Governors of Austin Peay on the road at Montana State, some high-powered offenses going at it in this one, and maybe it'll be the last team to score.
That's actually the best way to put it, because I do think that's how it'll go. I think, you know, Austin Peay's at a major disadvantage. Not only do they have to go 1,700 miles, they have one less day to recover from going to Sacramento.
Right.
And I don't think anybody knows any better what that's like than you and the Maine Black Bears having to do that last year in the playoffs. I mean, you could get the – you could do it once, going to Weber State and beating a really good team, but it's really hard to turn around and fly across the country again. I mean, jet lag is a real thing, folks. I mean, it's hard on you. And Austin Peay gets one fewer day to do what the Maine did last year. I mean, Montana State's great home field advantage. They play very well at home. They're very tough. They are not that typical finesse east-west, you know, big sky team. These guys are punch in the mouth. And that's kind of what Austin Peay does, too. So I think the matchup will be really interesting. I do think it'll come down to the wire, and Austin Peay could play with them, but I think ultimately Montana State has some advantages, you know, being able to sleep in their own bed.
We're talking with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports here on Downtown. Let's go down to Harrisonburg, Virginia. James Madison, the overall number two seed, hosting Northern Iowa, who surprised me a little bit last week. I know South Dakota State's had some injuries, but I was impressed with the work that they did outside the Unidome. But I think it'll be different going to Bridgeforth.
Yeah, I think this one's a lot like the Illinois State, North Dakota State game. You know, you and I really has not been able to move the ball that well. And they have been able to rely on their defense to keep them in ball games and get them out of trouble, you know, the last two rounds, especially with South Dakota State. Very, very impressive. But now you're running into a team that's just so complete that I just can't see it being much of a game. I can't see Northern Iowa scoring much, if at all, on JMU. They may hold them, they may pin them down for, you know, a couple quarters. It might be 10-0, 14-0 going into the third or something like that. But I can't, in the end, JMU is going to bust it open. And I bet you it's something like a, you know, 28-10 or, you know, 28-7 type of game.
And finally, what I think is the game of the week, a big sky battle. Montana, pounded Weber State 3 weeks ago, has to go to Ogden, Utah this weekend. And I think this is just going to be a great game.
They're both these teams are undefeated at home. But when they leave, things happen. And, you know, and this time the short straw was drawn by Montana being seeded lower. And they have to go to Ogden. And I think that's the turning point in this one. I don't really care what happened 3 or 4 weeks ago because it was in Missoula, and Montana just plays a little differently when they're away from Missoula. So, but yeah, as far as, I mean, it should be a great game. Two great teams. It's just Montana's not going to hang 73 points on Weber State like they did Southeastern Louisiana. That's not going to happen to a Weber State defense. So it's going to be a great battle, but I bet you home field advantage ultimately settles this when you're looking for an edge.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a terrific game. Hey, one more thing to bring up our friend Craig Haley and the crew at Statsa FCS giving out their award, the Eddie Robinson Award, Coach of the Year. Hard to argue with the job that Troy Taylor did this year at Sacramento State.
Yeah. I had him number one, and I had Mark Hudson at Austin Peay number two on my ballot. And I don't think you could have gone wrong with either one of them. You know, we'll always hear the arguments, why don't we have North Dakota State in the mix with that? Why don't we have James Madison, especially with both of those programs having first-year coaches and doing so well? But, you know, the machine was in place at those two places. Great coaching jobs, but the machine was not in place at Sacramento State. Look what they did. The machine was only partly there at Austin Peay, and they actually had no history at all of success. And, you know, look what they're doing. So, that isn't really that big of a surprise, to be honest with you.
Well, can't wait for this weekend. Four big games coming up, and then we will be down to the final four in FCS football. Brian, as always, we appreciate your insight. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll check in one more time next Thursday afternoon.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you, sir.
You better believe it. It's Brian McLaughlin. Check out all his great work at Hero Sports covering FCS football.